Zacharias by Rav Mishnah Yud Hai Stavnis Roshita Yachad Lishabes Roshita Rabin Lituma. And a Stavnis is a raised platform right outside of a store that the storekeeper sits on that as Stavnis and encourages people to enter the store. This is Stavnis. It's classified as a Roshita Yachad Le'inyan Shabbos. Now, it's not literally a Roshita Yachad since it does not have machitzas, doesn't have a fence or a wall. But it's not a Roshita Rabin either. It's classified as a Karmelis. As even though the Estabnis is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's outside of the store. But since it's raised above the ground of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it cannot be considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Instead, it's a Karmelis. While the Indian Tuma is classified as a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as even though it's raised above the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Indian Tuma, to be considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it doesn't literally have to have a Rabbim that go on that Estabnis. As long as sometimes there are some people on the Estabnis, it would be classified as a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Lani and Tuma, and any suffix Tuma that would occur on the Estabnis, the ruling would be Lakula leniently. Chazir Sharabim Nechmasim Bezu, Vyoytim Bezu. Rosh Hashanah Lishab is Rosh Hashanah Lituma. A courtyard in which the Rabbim can enter the courtyard on one side and exit the courtyard on the other side. Meaning to say, there's an entrance on opposite sides of the Chazir that the Rabbim, when they want to take a shortcut, can veer off in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and take a shortcut through the Chazir, since it has entrances on both sides of the Chazir. In such a case, it would be Rosh Hashanah Yachid Le'inyan Shabbos. As Le'inyan Shabbos, since it has mechitzas, even though the Rabbim enter and exit through the Chazir, is classified as the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but Le'inyan Tuma is classified as the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And since it's used by the Rabbim for a shortcut, Le'inyan Tuma is classified as the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. A potter that left his earthenware pot right in the side of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and went down to the stream to get a drink. And this potter is a chaver, somebody who is very careful to make sure his kalim are tahar. And the din is that the clothing of an amaris, of an ignorant person, is considered tameh in regards to a chaver. And maybe when somebody was passing by in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, his clothing went into the inside of one of these pots, causing it to become tummy. And even though an earthenware pot can only become tummy from the inside, not from the outside, it's still possible that the clothing of an Amaris, when he was passing by the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, went into the pot and was mitameh. And since the Kata had gone down to get a drink of water, he would not have seen if the clothing of an Amaris went into his pot. The inside pots, the ones that are farther away from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, are tahar. But the outside pots, the ones that are closer to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, are tamei, as we're afraid that maybe the clothing of an amaris, which is tamei, went inside the pot and was mitamei the pot. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'medvar mamurim bin mutaris, avo ba'gudois hakol tor. Rabbi Yosi said, when do we say that the outside pots are tamei? That's only if the pots are untied, they're not tied together. But if the pots are tied together, all the pots are tor, even the outside ones. And according to Rabbi Yosi, we're not afraid that the clothing of an Amaris went inside one of the pots. Is that the very unlikely scenario? But then we're afraid that maybe one of the people passing by is a Zav, who is Metame Behesed. He is Metame Kalim when he causes it to move. And maybe when he passed by, he rubbed against the outside Kalim, causing them to move. But that's only if the Kalim are not tied together. And in such a case, it's easier to move the Kalim. But if they're all tied together, it's more difficult to cause the Kalim to move. So therefore, we're not afraid that the Kalim became Tame Behesed, and they are all tarred. Hamaisim Avtecho La'amaret. Habayis Tor. Shalom Masolo Ela Shmiras Hamavtech. Somebody who handed the key to his house to an Amaret, to an ignorant person, who would be Matame Kalim, if he came into contact with them. Everything in his house is Tor. We're not afraid that the Amaret entered his house and was Matame the Kalim in his house. Because when he handed the key to the Amaret, that did not imply that he had given permission to the Amaret to enter his house. Instead, he only gave him the key so that the Amaret would guard the key. And since he didn't give him permission to enter the house, Amaris would not enter the house, as he doesn't want to be considered a Ganav. So therefore, we don't have to be afraid that he entered the house and was Matame the king.